NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Welcome into the show, hour two. If you've already been here, thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for listening. If you're just tuning in, as I mentioned, welcome to the show. Also, one thing that I wanted to make sure I told you guys before we got going with the show was for your hot water needs. You want to make sure it never runs out? Well, go tankless with Navien. Navien tankless water heaters provide endless hot water for spa-like comfort. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com. Save hundreds with local rebates. Tanklessmadesimple.com. Make sure you check that out. Navien. You know, shouts out to Navien. And shouts out to all of you. And let's jump right into it. I don't want to take any time. I don't want to waste any time. New York City is an unforgiving market. We all know that. Some of us know it better than others. I was told F you the first week of a game, home game. I didn't want to sign an autograph. I was tired and was ready to go home. Had already signed enough. And last one.
I'm tired.
I was tired. And he gave me a nice F you. You should have stayed in Washington, you son of a biatch. Yeah, and I was like, whoa, okay. You have on a Giants jersey and you're a Giants fan. And you just sent me back to Washington.
I'm tired, boss.
You're tired, boss. Boss, you ain't working.
I tell you what.
I'm tired.
Sam Darnold just found out what it's like to be in the New York market. And now Zach Wilson joins the team. And one of the biggest questions that has been being discussed and debated in the sports world is, can Zach Wilson survive and handle the pressure of New York City? Either one of you want to take it first. Whoever wants to take it and grab it, run with it.
Playing in the Big Apple, there's nothing like it. But unfortunately, there are pros and cons of coming to the Big Apple. One thing I can say to the current players and the players that play New York, you know, baseball, Jets, Giants, whatever the case may be. When you're an athlete and you come from another team or different city, or maybe you're just a rookie, I think the first thing that I had to realize when I came to New York was that, you know what? Number one, you can't have rabbit ears. And number two, you have to have armadillo-type skin because it's one of those places to where it can be brutal. And I think for Zach Wilson coming in, I don't know the young man.
You got to have a good car alarm.
Yeah, yeah. car alarm.
Wow.
And look,
you got to have a low jack on that bad boy.
So for Zach Wilson coming in here, to me, I think the best thing for him, the Jets haven't been good over the last, let's just say, 20, 25 years or whatever the case may be. But I think he needs to get off to a good start his rookie year. I don't think so.
Oof.
The media can be so, like, unforgiving when it comes to performing on a stage where, you know, they expect nothing but your best. And I think for a young guy coming in, especially a quarterback going to a franchise that haven't played well over the last 20, 25 years.
And you played for the Jets too,
right.
Mind you, so everybody knows that. You did play for the Jets as well.
Yeah,
as the Jets.
I hope he gets off to a good start because, you know, you can lose your confidence early as a young player. And that's the worst thing for a young player, especially coming into a market like this, to go out, not perform well, and to lose your confidence. But when I came here, I was so focused on performing outside of what everybody thought I was going to perform at that level. So I didn't allow myself to have negative thoughts about, you know, me not going out and playing well. My focus was to go out and actually exceed the expectations of my own self. And, you know, with that, Hey, when you're playing well in New York, they love you. There's no better place to play when you're going out and performing well. A Stanton is back. He's hitting like he's batting like 421 in the last 10 games. You know, they gave him the $300 million contract years ago. He's been hurt, hasn't been playing well. Now he has like 6 home runs in the last 2 or 3 games. Oh, you know, that's the Stanton that we wanted to see. And you know, I'm happy for him. But, you know, those 2 or 3 years that he wasn't playing well, the media would dog you here. I'm telling you, they will dog. Look, listen, you don't want to come outside the house. Man, I remember they used to dog Eli so bad. I remember one year with 05, you know, 06 and 07, we played the Minnesota Vikings at home. And both of those games, back-to-back years, when the Minnesota Vikings came to East Rutherford, the Giant Stadium, Eli threw 4 interceptions in both of those games, back-to-back years. And I remember after the game, as an athlete – playing here, you know what's coming the next day. You know what's coming. I call him after the game. I say, man, listen, man, don't worry about it. You know, we'll go out and get him next week because you know
it's about to be bad.
Oh, my goodness. Front page of the Post, back page of the Post.
Right. Right. I remember when we lost to the Colts in the opener, my 1 year there.
Right.
They said LeVar Arrington was as quiet as a church mouse. And I said, well, man, I was quiet. Then I read the rest of the article. I said, well, I don't know if I got enough left in the tank to outdo what just was said about me in this article, but they will jump on you quick in New York City. So TJ, can Zach Wilson handle the pressure of what New York City is going to push on him?
I mean, this is very simple. It boils down to W's and L's, wins and losses. If the Jets can put players around him unlike they did with Sam Darnold, he has a chance. And if you look at right now, let's look at right now, what they did in the draft, you have to say just this draft alone, they did better than the Jets did with Darnold. They drafted Elijah Vera Tucker, Elijah Moore, the Carter 1 and the Carter 2, as we've talked about before. And so Elijah Moore, he can really play. Vera Tucker, if he's the lineman that they think he is, they've put pieces around Zach that they didn't do with Sam Darnold. It's going to boil down to can they have team success, because if he's having team success, obviously that means he's having individual success as well.
But if they're not having team success, is that going to melt down onto Zach Wilson?
It melts down on anybody when you lose, because when you're losing, they're always gonna point to the quarterback, and that's not right, because when they win, they always give the quarterback the credit, and that's not right as well. So that's just what they do.
TJ, do you think Zach Wilson is the opening day starter?
Zach Wilson will, I would say, 99% be the opening day starter. But who else are they gonna play?
I'm asking you.
No, the reason I don't say that, I'm not asking. That's more like a rhetorical question, really.
Right.
It's not saying who else are they going to – like, they have nobody else to play. You throw him in there, you let him earn his stripes, so to speak, get his lumps early, and hopefully he can develop from that. I believe that's what they're going to do. He's going to be the starter from the outset. He's going to get all the reps with the ones. He's not Trey Lance, where you're going to be behind Jimmy G. That's not the case. He's coming in, and he's going to start right away. Now, if he shows them that I'm not mentally ready, I doubt if he starts. But Zach is going to have some splash play. He didn't run a 40. Dude is a tremendous athlete, like tremendous athlete. Can dunk a basketball. He's really fast vertically, laterally. He can move. Like, he's a great athlete. He's not going to be out of place from an athleticism standpoint. And that's why it's okay to play him, because he's going to make some plays with his legs, and they're going to be like, oh, we haven't seen this in a while.
So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if, you know, Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold get into training camp, and Sam Darnold beats him out to win the starting job, like, what sign does that send to the team and the organization if he can't get into training camp and beat Sam Darnold out for the starting
position? But that's why they traded Darnold.
Right.
They traded Darnold because they didn't want that to be an issue.
Yeah,
they didn't want that, oh, my God, we done drafted Zach Wilson thinking he's better than Sam Darnold. So they traded Sam Darnold to the Panthers to avoid that. Mm-hmm. They avoided that situation.
Not only that, but look at it from this angle. For me, I look at it and I say Zach Wilson is a tremendous pick for them because he just doesn't seem like he would be distracted by the noise of the sleepless city.
I just hope, LeVar, if you see him, like I've been around him in the pre-draft process, kid smiles all the time. He just walks around smiling. Hopefully, New York doesn't take that away from him.
Well, I mean, coming from BYU.
Oh, they will.
I mean, yeah, they can. But coming from BYU, I maybe you guys may disagree, but I tend to think that he's coming with this spiritual approach to what he's doing. Obviously, when you get into talking about doing missions and
you know what, he went to BYU, but he's not. I think that's the perception and the misconception is because he went to BYU, he's Mormon.
I don't know if he's Mormon, that's why I didn't say it.
I don't believe he is. I mean,
you could go to Notre Dame
and I'm 100% certain he did not go on a mission because he's only 21. So he did not go on a mission because he would be older than 21. But I don't believe he's Mormon. I know he went to BYU, but I don't believe
he does consider himself a Mormon. Okay, so my whole thing is this. I still look at it, even, again, if you go to a school like Notre Dame, that is a Catholic school, you don't necessarily have to be Catholic, but if you go to the school, you still have to do what the school requires that's connected to, you know, the belief of the school. So you still got to go to Mass and stuff like that. So I'm sure it's still the same at BYU. The point that I'm getting at is it actually, in a way, could be the saving grace of Zach Wilson and of the New York Jets, because I actually think religious beliefs of that strength, that strong, where it's a part of your schooling, may be the difference between him having those, not having those rabid ears, not being impacted as much by the noise of the New York media market, for the simple fact that he's grounded his beliefs and he's grounded his priorities into something that is probably far more of a humble and just a gracious approach than what maybe most of us would have been walking into.
LeVar, I don't care if he's a groundhog. he's gonna hear what's going on in the
city.
Do you think he'll handle it?
But do you think he'll handle it the same
way? He doesn't have a choice.
I think he does. I think we all have choices in how we handle it. Like you can get beat up by the media.
Right. The only thing that these people care about in the tri-state area
is winning.
Is winning, and how is this guy going to perform? That's all they don't care about.
Wins and losses.
They don't care how much he's smiling. They don't care how handsome he is or what he looks like.
All right, but you got to think.
Can he play quarterback?
He still may have to weather the storm of this team not being good right out the gate. So he's going to have to, if that happens, he's still going to have to be able to weather the storm and not see Ghost on the sideline and end up getting traded away because he couldn't handle the market. I think he has a stronger internal approach to this than probably what a lot of other guys coming into that situation would have had to deal with, whether it be with Darnold, whether it be with Sanchez or any of the other quarterbacks that have failed. I just think him being a top draft pick, that's going to put a lot of pressure on him. But I think he's actually the one that you needed to take at that position, because I think that he might have the tools that he needs to make it in that market, you know, even if they're not
having
success.
Hey, wins and losses. If he wins, he'll be all right. And if he doesn't, it will be a failure. That's just – I mean, it's results.
Meek Mill, wins and losses.
That's what it boils down to.
We're going
to
take a break real quick. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Mac Jones versus Cam Newton. I want to hear our opinions on this. There's been a lot made about the physical attributes of Mac Jones not being able to stand up to the physical attributes of Cam Newton. Let's have a conversation about it, and we'll put you up on a little game as to why or why not. Well, maybe you should be paying attention to that. All right, up on game, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burress. We'll be right back after these quick messages.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Up on game. You know, things are moving. Let's go on to Foxborough. I think it's funny that nobody ever brings up Jared Stidham. We do know that Jared Stidham is still on the roster for the New England Patriots. But the conversations that have been raging all week long is, how will Mac Jones react once he gets into the locker room with Cam Newton? And I just, you know, Cam is 6'5"?
Cam is a big boy.
He's 6'5".
Cam's probably like 6'7" almost.
He's 6'5", 6'6", for sure.
6'6 and a half, got to be.
And he's big. He's huge. A big dude. Like, he's strong-built dude, like very sturdy-built dude. And, well, Mac Jones isn't. he's everybody has made the comparisons to his body and Tom Brady's body at the combine or whatever, and it isn't impressive at all. But I mean, Tom Brady, people talk about how Tom Brady's built like a Greek god at this point in his career, and I think that is too funny that we take his success and we make it seem as though this dude has the body and the tools to be what he is. He doesn't. Let's be clear on that. He doesn't have a good body. He never will, and he doesn't.
He never will.
He never will. But he is probably arguably the greatest football player of all time. When you look at Mac Jones, he's not coming into a situation where he's looking at Drew Bledsoe and this team is really, really, you know, a step away from being, you know, a Super Bowl contender. We don't know what New England's going to be. I think that they did well this offseason. They addressed some needs. They definitely addressed needs in the draft. And it looks as though they could be a bounce-back team this season. But is this a bounce-back team with Mac Jones, or is it a bounce-back team with Cam Newton? And why is it Cam if everybody has much maligned Cam Newton for basically not having enough toothpaste in his toothpaste tube at this point in his career? What say y'all?
Mac Jones is not a better quarterback than Cam Newton today or this season, in my opinion. I just don't believe a rookie can come in and give you what Cam Newton will be able to give you. And I'll give you my reasons why. Cam Newton was signed late. Excuse me. Cam Newton was signed late. He signs late with the New England team, very abbreviated training camp, very limited weapons that he's playing with. He gets COVID. He misses weeks because of COVID. He comes back, he's not the same. Prior to COVID, he had played pretty well early on for New England. He had that first, the month of September, he played well. Gets COVID, comes back, he's not the same. They revamp the roster, specifically offensively, with weapons. And people also recall the Patriots had quite a few guys opt out on the defensive side of the ball. That did not help. So they revamp. They get Jonnu Smith. They get Hunter Henry. They get Kendrick Bourne. They draft Ramondre Stevenson from Oklahoma. They've tried to get better weapons. I just don't see Mac Jones being able to beat Cam Newton out. If he beats Cam Newton out, Cam Newton doesn't have it anymore. And I believe he does.
Well, first of all, that's not going to happen. So you might as well just get that thought out your mind right now. There's no way Mac Jones goes in and beats Cam Newton out of starting position, you know, coming into this year. But listen, I met Cam Newton for the first time back in 2011 when I spoke at the rookie symposium down in Sarasota, Florida. And when I walked up on him, like, TV didn't do him justice. And
he's like the perfect human.
Hey, you like, damn.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback.
Hey, Plex, I seen him this offseason. He came out here for a week. I told my wife, I said,
yeah,
man, this dude Cam Newton is huge.
He's huge.
He's huge, bro.
So then I'm sending it to myself, and then I'm remembering all this guy's accolades when he was in college, college football player of the year, Heisman Trophy, wins a national championship, and you say to yourself, you're like, Man, now I see what everybody's talking about. And not to mention, you know, the guy was, you know, he won the NFL MVP a few years ago. But I'm sitting here looking at Mac Jones next to Cam Newton. Cam makes everybody look small. So that doesn't even matter. But Mac Jones, as far as him going to New England and being a quarterback this year, I'm just looking back when he was at Alabama. Look, he was throwing to Devontae Smith, who we know just went one of the best players in college football.
Won the Heisman.
Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
Henry Ruggs III. Jerry Jeudy. All these guys are first-round picks. Mm-hmm. So I have yet to see Mac Jones. Well, maybe he has, but I haven't seen him. Every throw that he's making to these guys are so wide open that you can't miss them. I think he's going to struggle a little bit at the professional level when it comes to accuracy and making tight throws in the windows, because that's something that he hasn't been able to do, or he hasn't had to do, because these guys were so gifted and elite at Alabama. He played with better wide receivers at Alabama than he'll probably ever play with for the rest of his life.
You know,
think about that.
Hey,
that
means, you know what people don't realize about Cam being out there on the field with him? Dude is just a natural born leader. People gravitate towards Cam.
That's probably the biggest.
They gravitate to Cam. He is a leader, and that weighs a lot on how guys want to be around you, play for you, play with you, especially at the quarterback position.
I'm going to say this, and it goes back to my point of reference when I said that Bill Belichick will find himself on a seat that's warming up if he doesn't have a good year this year. Well, I do not think he intends on playing Mac Jones out the gate. I just don't think that's DNA-wise, you know, characteristics. You know, even Tom Brady waited until a situation permitted him to get the opportunity. Now, if you recall, that opportunity came due to an injury. Bledsoe got spanked on that sideline. And Tom Brady comes in, and we all know the rest is history. I think it's more so, again, now it becomes a conversation of not if he can beat Cam out, because I don't think that that's going to be the debate going into the training camp with the team. I think the debate will be if Cam doesn't have enough left, who's going to be the next guy up? So can Mac Jones best Jarrett Stidham? And can Mac Jones be the guy that, if given an opportunity, because Cam may play poorly, Cam may get injured. Cam. Who? Cam.
What's the other guy's name?
Jarrett.
Jarrett Stidham.
I mean, I look at it as Bill Belichick. Whether anybody wants to admit this outside of myself, Bill Belichick knows he's got some pressure on him to do well this season. And if that's not Cam.
If he didn't feel that pressure, they don't go out and sign everybody they signed.
I don't,
especially
with
Brady winning the Super Bowl after basically saying he can't play anymore.
And looking at them possibly winning another one, you got to face the fact that they signed all their starters back and added some guys that can really, really bolster the roster that they already have. So I think that the biggest thing here is going to be, because I do not see Mac Jones, the way Mac Jones walked to that stage, when they called his name, there was no apprehension, there was no fear, there was no, oh, man, like I'm going here.
That boy's
here.
Speed,
like,
walk.
Man, his speed walk was crucial.
But the mindset of a rookie coming in.
Alabama rookie, though.
Yeah. In your first interview, you know what you said? You know what he said? He says, Cam is our quarterback.
I'll be happy to get them.
And I'm here to support him in any way that I can. Who says that?
A rookie quarterback.
You going in competing for a starting position.
But now you got to keep in mind, though, this dude is one of those guys that went through the process of sitting behind Tua, sitting behind Hurts. He knows what it's like to wait his turn. So to me, I don't look at him and say, oh, he's less of a competitor or feel any type of way about it. I actually think that he comes from a very, very mature mindset, and ultimately, probably outside of Tua and Jalen Hurts, has the biggest and best chance to have a great career as a quarterback, because we don't see quarterbacks from Alabama having great NFL careers. So right. To me, I look at this and I say, he's saying the right things. He's doing the right things. I think Cam is going to give somebody the opportunity to play one way or the other. And I just wonder if Mac Jones is the guy that beats out Jared Stidham and becomes that guy that comes in, because obviously we're looking at Mac Jones as possibly that guy.
I'm not so sure Belichick would prefer to play a rookie quarterback early in the season. I'm not sure that would be his option. If he had an option, he's for sure going to go with Cam. If Cam can't get it done and it's mid-season, I could see Mac Jones, but prior to I don't know.
Yeah, I can see him coming in the middle of the year, maybe the end of the season, if the season's not going well for New England. But I don't envision him being under the center in a season and opener. I just don't see that happening.
Nah, well, no chance.
Well, speaking of Max, let's go to our boy David G with trending, because he's a Mac. Return of the Mac. What you got, David G?
Man, they got bad weather actually out in the East Coast right now. Yankees and Nationals.
Horrible.
Is that bad?
It's been raining for about 3 days straight, man.
Man, we got clear skies out here.
It's very nice.
I wasn't talking to you, TJ.
I want to go cook out today.
You have plaques if you want. Shorts, sandals. It's a quick hour, what, four-hour flight for you?
Four and a half? Very
quick.
Five and a half almost.
Get on your chartered flight and get out of here, man.
There you go.
Couple minutes. Guys, Rockies and Cardinals are underway from St. Louis. Colorado leads 1-0 in that game. Pirates and Cubbies, there's no score in the home half of the first inning. On the ice, Rangers and Bruins will get things underway in about 30 minutes from now. NBA college basketball news today. Michael Jordan game-worn jersey at North Carolina sold at an auction earlier today for $1.38 million. Guys, back to you.
All right. Well, there you go.
That jersey bad.
Sheesh. Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it smells good either after that long. That jersey bad.
All right. So we're coming down the stretch, the home run of the show, and we'll get up out of here. But I wanted to throw this one out at you guys before we get out of here. Where should Aaron Rodgers want to play, or where do you think he's going to play next year? I've loved debating this topic. Just quickly, we got about 10 minutes. What do you guys think?
I believe he's going to play in Green Bay. I don't see them moving him. I don't see Aaron Rodgers staying strong in the face of a storm. And I say that because the interview with James Jones. James Jones comes out and says, oh, I've talked with Aaron. This situation can be fixed. So if he's saying that, that means that's a message Aaron Rodgers once conveyed. I wanted to get out that this can be fixed. And so I don't believe Aaron Rodgers will be playing anywhere else other than the Green Bay Packers, because deep down, he feels like it can be fixed. If he feels that way, it will be fixed. And so the best team for him is Green Bay, because that's what he wants. And they need to fix the situation. Just make him the highest paid player in the league. Tell him you're sorry for whatever you feel he did.
I'm
and
sorry.
Situation is fixed.
That always helps.
So
they make
sorry.
You the highest
hey,
paid
don't,
player
hey,
in the league.
Don't tell me you love me.
Show me.
Right. Show me you love
Ain't that
me,
right,
man.
Casey?
Show me the love.
But I just don't understand, you know, the back and forth. You know, I would love to just talk to Aaron personally and get to the bottom of it, because people are saying he's told Green Bay that he doesn't want to be there next year. He's not happy with the draft from this year and the year before that. But just like TJ said, I don't see him going anywhere. You know, Mike Mayock has David Carr's back out there in Las Vegas with the Raiders. It just doesn't make sense for me for him to go to Denver. You know, he really doesn't he doesn't have anybody to play with as far as a group of receivers.
What?
I think the best wide receiver they have is Ham, another Penn State guy.
Yeah. You don't like Jerry Judy?
I think he's good.
Boy, Jerry Judy is a separation machine.
Yeah, but I don't think he's better than Devontae Adams Rodgers coming in.
As a whole. Wait. You don't think Jerry Judy is better than Amari Rodgers?
I don't think he will be.
Oh, my God.
That's my own personal talk. You know, we wide receiver different. So, you know, your thoughts on who I think is better than whoever.
Now, Amari Rodgers going to play well because he's playing with Aaron Rodgers. But when you go creating separation, getting open, I don't even think it's close.
And he's also going to play well because he's playing beside Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
So, here's my thing. I do think it's Denver, actually, and it's kind of funny. I think it's Denver for a multitude of reasons. Here's why it makes sense. Because there is a good enough team there. The offense wasn't bad. They've just been in need of a quarterback. They've needed a leader at that quarterback's position. They addressed their defense. They re-signed Von Miller. They brought in another pass rusher. They brought in a linebacker. They brought in enforcements to help make the
first
defense
round pick,
a better defense. So, to me, the reason why I think it's Denver, not Oakland, or excuse me, Las Vegas. I think it's Denver because that gives him the best opportunity to, one, win, which winning hasn't been a problem. He's won the MVP. He's gotten close to the Super Bowl twice in the last 2 years. It's not just about winning, but it's still about winning. But the second part of it is, to think that you could actually in the 2020-2021 season win the MVP award of the league and still not be considered the best quarterback in the league.
Devontae Adams.
Now let that sink in to your spirit for a second there.
He was by far the best quarterback in the league.
Everybody still thinks that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Debatable.
It's because he's younger. If they were the same age and Aaron Rodgers just had the season he just had, people would be saying Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league.
But they're not. They're talking about Patrick Mahomes as the face of the league, as the best in the league, and they're talking that talk about there being a franchise dynasty that takes place.
Okay, let me ask you this question then. If you had to win one game, you're not taking Mahomes over Brady or Rodgers?
All I'm saying
I'm
taking Tom Brady.
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes over Aaron Rodgers every time.
But here's what I'm going to say to that.
Every time.
Here's the greatest response to what you just asked. That's why he wants to go to Denver, because he wants to put that debate to rest. I won the MVP. I've been close to winning a Super Bowl, haven't won a whole bunch of Super Bowls. But you know what? This guy, Pat Mahomes, has the same amount of Super Bowl wins as I do. This guy, Pat Mahomes, just got this crazy contract, bigger than mine. This dude, Pat Mahomes, is being looked at as possibly the greatest quarterback to ever play this game. What would you want to do if you're Aaron Rodgers at this point in your career? Just keep winning and coming close to winning a Super Bowl in Green Bay? Who are you going up against? You got Goff. You got Cousins. You got the baby, Jared Goff. You got Kirk Cousins. You got Justin Fields now that's going to be the baby and could end up being the new version of Pat Mahomes. We just don't know yet. But until we know that, what do you want to do if you're Aaron Rodgers and you can't – if you won the MVP award, you got to want that smoke to be considered the greatest.
You want people to start talking about you again.
So you go
–
So you go to a place where you're going to play Pat Mahomes twice a year.
I just don't see the Denver Broncos as a better outfit than where he's at now. I just don't think that Denver has a better team than the Green Bay Packers.
If you put Aaron Rodgers on Denver,
they're a Super Bowl contender.
They're equal.
In the AFC West, they're not a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, that's why he wants to go there. You're giving me the reasons why he wants to go there. He's not
going on about your business. Why? Going on over there.
Why is he not?
He will be sitting at home.
Why?
Watching the AFC Championship game.
Why?
Because
say why.
He is not going to beat Pat Mahomes.
There you go.
And the Kansas
City
Chiefs.
That's why he wants to go to the Broncos.
It's not going to happen.
That this very conversation.
Not going to happen.
Clip this conversation. I want to put this out on social media for consumption.
Stay in the NFC North.
Man, y'all
where you can stay in the NFC North.
Y'all act like the Kansas City Chiefs is Mike Tyson in the 90s.
They did just lose. They did just lose the Super Bowl.
Y'all act like the Chiefs are like unbeatable. Like they not Alabama. What are y'all talking about?
They better than the Lakers.
Hey, that hurt my heart, Plex. I'm so mad. I'm so mad at the way we playing right now.
Y'all gonna have to do the play-in tournament. Golly, y'all gonna have to be a Cinderella team.
I can't believe we lost last night to the Portland Trail Blazers, man.
Y'all gonna have to be a Cinderella
team. Dame, what up, Dame? We gotta get Dame on the show. We gotta get my man Dame on the show.
Hey, these next five.
Oh, gosh. Oh, let's go. Hey, remember when I was saying Portland and you was like, poo-hoo? Exactly. Hey, Dame Dollar.
We will find out what happens with Aaron Rodgers soon enough, but I do think that he wants that smoke with Pat Mahomes to be called the greatest right now. But, hey, it is what it is, right? You know,
Aaron Rodgers ain't never left. Hey, LeVar, that's all it's going to be. All it's going to be is smoke because Pat Mahomes is going to continue to burn this thing
Rodgers
down.
Aaron Rodgers is saying who just won MVP, and y'all talking straight disrespectful. Disrespectful. Put some respect on his name.
We're going to respect the people that pay the bills for Fox Sports Radio and Up On Game. So we're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to wrap it up, put a bow on this beautiful show that we've just done for you all. Yeah, hey, Sam. Take us to the break, sir.
We'll talk about the Lakers.
Okay.
I want to eat his children.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back into the show. Ooh. The show is just for you. Yeah, you know they're doing a versus with SWV and Escape, from what I hear.
Escape don't win that.
Are you serious?
Y'all crazy.
Man, you out of your mind.
Man, y'all
TJ,
crazy.
You lost a lot
Escape,
of cool
Escape
points.
Had like two or three hits,
nah,
man. Come on,
bro.
Stop that.
Run to
the building's empty space.
Man. Hey, man. You better put some respect on my sister's voices. Hey, I know that.
Escape gonna kill them.
You tripped out,
man,
boy.
Man, I wish we could have callers about that.
You tripped out. Escape.
Let's talk about the Lakers. How about that?
We making the playoffs. I know that. As long as LeBron comes back healthy, it don't matter. Because I ain't going to lie to you, Plex. I was upset the way AD had been playing.
So funny.
Last night he turned the corner.
As long as.
He turned the corner.
It's always so, as long as with the
on
Lakers.
On Sepulveda or what you mean?
He turned the corner. You tell me a team that can win with two of their three best players not playing in LeBron and Schroeder. Tell me. Tell me. There's not one. If Lillard don't play last night, we kill him.
Because
LeBron ain't playing, I'm saying we had our best players not playing.
This is the thing, though.
When you're as great as the Lakers are, everybody wants to kick you when they perceive you to be down. We're not down. We're not down. We just struggling right now. As soon as we start winning, they going to always make excuses. Last year,
it was a bubble.
No, we won. We were in the same situation as everybody else, and we smoked them.
Everybody TJ here.
Everybody hate a winner.
They ain't a winner right now.
We are the current champs until we are dethroned.
Hey, Plex. Yes. TJ's Lakers might have been winners. They have won, but they're not winning. And I think y'all brought it up earlier. It's like, this is a what have you done for me lately type of society, type of world. So what have they done lately, TJ, is the question that we're asking you about your championship Lakers.
Lakers have been banged up. Their best two players missed a ton of games. Schroeder, this is his second time being on COVID protocol, and in the NBA, you miss 10 to 14 days each time. Sounds That's like plenty problem. Of games.
It and does so, sound personal. It don't sound now, like it okay. has anything to do hey, with the hey, Lakers.
Hey, Plexico.
His chest is poked out. He is tight.
Plexico, yeah, yeah, you yeah. don't believe yeah. a healthy LeBron, AD, and Schroeder, it don't matter who we play, we can do damage. You don't believe that?
I believe
yeah,
that yeah, the
yeah,
wind conditions.
Yeah,
hey, Plex, I believe that the wind conditions was off on one of them games. The Bills missed them field goals against the Giants or somebody else. Yeah. They would have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Scott Norwood still wouldn't be –
Hey, just keep, you know this, keep the same energy in 3 weeks.
Oh, here we go.
Keep the same energy in 3 weeks.
Man, somebody in studio turn the fan on so TJ Hair can blow.
Hey, listen up, guys. We are winding down. If you missed anything during the course of this show, we had Micah Parsons on earlier, the new draft pick for the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about Zach Jones. Is that
Zach Wilson?
There you go. Zach Wilson going
and Mac
to
Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones. There we go. I spliced them. We talked about Mac Jones going to New England and Zach Wilson. Can he handle New York? So make sure you check out our podcast. Talk to a friend about it. Give us a rating. Give us some stars. Yeah, we appreciate all the feedback. There were a couple hateful comments on the feed, but that's, you know, we like to have those as well. Hopefully we'll have enough good shows. At some point we'll be able to have a versus against Colin or against Dan Patrick or somebody, and we'll go
a
from
versus?
There.
Versus? Yeah. Us yeah. versus the Danettes? Oh, man,
I think
come
so.
On, man.
I think we got to do that. Coming up next, we got my man Hartman coming up, and Jeff Swartz.
Steve Hartman and Jeff Swartz.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. You've just been put up on game.
Go Lakers, baby.
We're up out of here.
Bye, everybody.
Fox!